100 word stories.
Sorry if I sound tired, I'm yawning a lot. Woke up with the sun, which keeps waking me up earlier and earlier. My elbows, my knees, you know the drill. It's the 100 word stories weekly challenge. I've pretty much lost the pace, I guess. The topic for this week is Outsider. I should really have a script for these. I'm just completely drawing a blank. Earlier today, I was trying to do Paradise Island 2. I screwed up again in trying to change. And I need to write down the steps, put them in front of me, and do it right. Anyway. Sorry for you suffering through these trying to get to the stories. The topic this week is Outsider, and hopefully y'all haven't just turned off and clicked and said, what is he whining about now?
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called Our Abductor Explains. The wealth we have is beyond comprehension. This has, in some respects, made us into outsiders. Neither of us fit into traditional society, or indeed like society. So, we would like to start something else. A sort of new community built on love and trusting. That's why, you see, taking you all against your will wasn't the right start for this. I'd prefer it if you'd chosen to be here in the first place. We both hope that now you're here, you'll choose to stay with us. We won't force anyone, so please do say if you'd rather leave. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com. This is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 941 with the prompt of Outsider. First, I want to say it's good to hear meow Space Turtle again, and welcome to David, our new contributor. So here's my story. After 3 days of getting the same answer to his calls to the hospital, Bilbert was fed up. He left school and went straight to the hospital. He picked up the phone outside the ICU and told the ward clerk he was there to see Sabrina Hexa-Ojos.
"I've told you before, Bilbert. Only family members can come in to visit."
Frustrated, Bilbert said, "And I've told you before. I'm not some random outsider. I'm her only friend, and she needs me to see her. I'm going to sit here in the hallway, outside your door, until someone lets me in." Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Good morning, it's Richard. And for my story on the topic Outsider, I've written one of those stories that you wonder what on earth is going on in your head. Never mind. Even after all these years, I'm treated like an outsider. So what if I've lived here since I was a young man? I wasn't born here. That's why I'll never fit in. Doesn't matter to them that my accent is strange or that my skin is a different colour. They don't care that I worship other gods and follow my own traditions. None of this bothers them. But they still watch me, with suspicion in their gaze, fall silent when I approach. They still keep their secrets from me. I was born an outsider, and an outsider I remain. All done. Till next time, goodbye.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and my stories this evening are called Outsider and Crash. Frank and Bill met in grad school. Both brilliant, top of class, destined for greatness. Frank became the consummate insider, walking the halls of power, knew the power elite. His counsel was sought out by the half percent. Bill, on the other hand, was a consummate outsider. He left no footprint in the corporeal or cyber world. Basically, he was off the grid, in deep cover. When Interpol finally caught up with Frank and sent him to The Hague for war crimes, it was Bill who sprung him. No one saw him coming. No one saw them go outside. And story two, crash. My dad had chutzpah. If there was an event in his neighborhood where free food was served, he and my godfather Eddie crash it in the most brazen ways. Friend of the groom to her family, friend of the bride to his. One night he got hold of the mic and sang to the newlyweds. Even got their names wrong, but it didn't matter. Boy, he could sell it. My dad crashed funerals. In Chicago, wakes had excellent spreads. He could turn on the waterworks on cue. One time, he broke down in tears in the arms of the Archbishop. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. Another outsider came today. I threw stones at him, and he went away. I just want to help, I heard him say. But help from strangers isn't my way. He'll be back again, sometime, I know. But I'll throw more stones, and away he'll go. The outsiders say they have my welfare at heart. But I'd rather live my life apart from those who think they are so smart. Yet still, they continue to come around. They shout and yell when I go to ground. Why can't they all leave and let me be? And remain outsiders, just like me.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The family and the outsider. The mother, the father, the brother, the sister. A family like so many. The hugs and the smiles, the praises and the photos. A family like any other. Everyone smiled. Everyone thought, what a wonderful family. So loving, so caring. The kids look so happy. Except for the outsider. She was not happy. Why do you always have to frown for the photos? Why can't you be quiet? Why can't you be more like your sister? Why do we even bother? The outsider was never hugged or praised or loved. The outsider was her daughter. This is my story for this week. Drop on my blog at lizziegoodkopf.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
I moved to a new place 6 months ago. I've met so few people. I've yet to meet any of the neighbors. Well, except for the people across the street. Their little girl had a lemonade stand, so I bought some bottled water and a bag of chips. And her mother came over to get some boxes because they're moving away soon. I know my doctor, my dentist, my physical therapist, the nurse who maintains my anxiety medication, the woman who watches the self-checkout scanners at the grocery store, but I don't really know them, and they don't know me.
And that's it for this week's collection of stories that y'all sent in on the topic of Outsider. I want to thank everyone for being a part of this, and those who were, Justin came back last week, taking a break this week. Maybe the topics don't inspire you, maybe they do. Come and go as you please. And we had another new guy in last week, and hopefully that isn't a one and done. We'll be here for a while, I think. Anyway, the topic for next week is has-beens. I got some really weird topics, but that's cool. Go to the website at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. And thank you for being a part of this. And I'll probably wind up being lazy and post all the week's stories next week again. And as always, keep it brief.